Welcome back. A little Don Williams.
I don't need fortune.
Great stuff.
Great song. This is your host, Ray I and Peanut, with the Vogel Vogler and Matty G. On a beautiful March Saturday morning, back in the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios. Having a little Thomas Coffee. Get that chair in real close to that campfire.
Live mobile on demand.
What a great time in the Missouri Ozarks with my brother and my other brother, Joel Shipman, and my other brother, Murray Anderson. And, oh, we had a big breakfast at the camp house. Go to my Facebook page if you want to take a look at that. Eggs and
Feast.
Quail, baby. It was awesome. We're going to play a little. We haven't played your news thing in a while. Before I get into the restaurant stuff, and you're what?
Springs Marathon. You're on the marathon.
I'm on a marathon. That's right. Turkey Marathon 2017. Woo-hoo. Exactly. How about a little intro for the Vogler Vogler here before I get into the food things?
It's now time for the Vogler Vogler news. We have news for you. Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Life Alert, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Hurricane, number one selling cane in America. Geritol, your partner for a healthier life. And Acorn Stair Lifts, don't fall on the steps, take Acorn Stair Lift. So here he is, KFNS 590 newsman. Here's the Vogler Vogler. He has news for you.
Good morning. Missouri Trappers Association 4th Annual Fundraising Banquet coming April 1st. Hello, everyone. I just want to take the time to remind you and let everyone know that Missouri Trappers Association will be holding their 4th Annual Fundraising Banquet on April 1st.
Why did you say hello, everyone?
Because it says right there on the...
Mark a line through it. Don't you know how to edit yet?
You sent it to me just like this.
Don't you know how to edit your material
yet?
Yes,
I do. April 1st, the event will be hosted by District 3 at the Bear River Ranch in Rolla, Missouri. Carl Cook has worked hard on putting together this event. Please take the time to review the rules and prizes when you clink on the link. You clink on the link
to
our website
his
below.
Next news item.
And you will
he
see
better
there
read
will be
it
a
first.
Good time with tons of prizes.
You might have to have the delay on dump. Yeah.
On dump here?
I'm going
to
fix that.
You were the definition. You were like, you know, an actor or something. Like you read what's on that teleprompter or an anchor. Like you don't.
I mean, why would you say hello, everyone? I want to tell you. I mean, what are you doing?
But hey, I'm trying to read Mike Rowe's thing today on bass fishing, trophy bass fishing. But I can't see. Rue. Mike Rue. Mike Rue, like a kangaroo. Mike Rue. is a professional turkey hunter, and I can't read the rest of it. I got the.
You really suck.
I do today.
Sorry, Mike.
Yes. Texas Commission approves poison for feral hogs.
In the microphone.
Mic, please.
Yeah. Texas AG
Thank
Commissioner
you,
approves poison for
How
feral
many years?
Hogs. I got to talk in the microphone.
They're going to poison them. You know what that's going to cause? Oh, my gosh. They're going to be nuts. Well, I already said it here on the air. They're already doing that in the South, and it's working because they've been feeding them gummy bears, and the piggies blow up, so it's kind of cool. Well, that ought to get me some outrage, huh? Is the message board popping yet?
You can tell what...
Sorry, Peter.
What these things have been stuck with because it turns the fat blue. So you're not supposed to eat it then.
Is that why you're blue?
Yeah, I am.
From eating that sandwich?
Oh, that big
Hey, when we were in Nashville last week, I didn't get a chance to tell you. I want to tell you about some restaurants. If you go to Nashville for the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame in August or go down for the NWTF or just go down to the Grand Ole Opry or for a little family vacation, I've got some stuff for you. Don't eat at those chain restaurants. Darfon's Restaurant and Lounge. They're on Elm Hill Pike in Nashville. You can Google them. The most fantastic steak place ever. They had the best meatloaf I've ever had, Vogler Vogler, ever. Great food, great service, and it's not that much more expensive than other places that are chain restaurants, and this is really, all of our people said it's the best steak they've ever had, so remember that name, Darfon's. Ellendale's, we really enjoyed that. A family style, it's a big old-fashioned farmhouse-looking place you go in, and we had a big table, and It's really neat. You know, it's a neat looking place, and the food was fabulous there. It's a southern restaurant, modern southern, old farmhouse with lunch buffet and nightly live music. And the music wasn't too loud, but the food was fabulous. And for breakfast, there's two places, but I'm going to do one this week and one next week. Pancake Pantry. And again, you can go to my Facebook and roll down. You can see that me and Brian Clark with Z-Max and Ray Ray's and my lovely bride, my queen, went there. And boy, is that an awesome place to have breakfast in Nashville. Get away from the strips around the convention center and the fast food places. Go try some of these places. They're really good. And one of the most fun places we ate at in Nashville is down in Old Town Nashville, which we enjoyed walking in the street and going into Ernest Tubbs' record shop and all that cool stuff. Acme Feed and Seed, it's called. It's like an old feed store. It's huge. There's three stories. It's awesome. It's Alan Jackson owns this chain. And the food was great. It's a southern restaurant, southern style cooking. And what a great place. And of course, my buddy Brian Clark loves it because they had his dark beer. They had the beer he liked. We couldn't get him out to walk the street. He stayed inside. They wouldn't let him take his beer out, so he stayed inside and drank his beer. But what a great place. Remember, just write those down. Acme Feed and Seed, or just Google them. Pancake Pantry, Ellendale's, and Darfon's are my top four picks for Nashville when you want to go out and eat. They're absolutely fabulous. At the Pancake Pantry, they have long lines. I mean, they'll go around the block to get in this place for their flapjacks, their down-home breakfast. And it's a great lunch place, too. But I had buckwheat pancakes. Oh, my. And they had honey for them. Here we are talking about food again.
Wait. When you say buckwheat pancakes, I was involved in a study my sophomore year in college, and they fed us different things, and then you had to do this test afterwards.
Yeah.
And the best numbers that were gotten was dry buckwheat pancakes, yeah. Orange juice, and black coffee.
Yeah.
That was the highest testing
scores.
Soaks
up all the alcohol. Because it soaks up all the alcohol. Okay, one more. In Hillsboro, Missouri, there's a new restaurant open called Russell's. And it's an old-time house. It's really a neat atmosphere. And I went in there last week, before the radio show last week, I'm sorry. Me and my wife went in there for lunch. And I identified myself as radio and showed them my credentials. And I got a tour of the place. Fabulous. It's going to be a bed and breakfast and a beer place, you know, the brewery. They got a neat open-air outside place. And they got a big place that's glass.
They
open the roof. Atrium. That's really nice. And we ate. It was a fabulous lunch, fabulous service, great gal. But we went back last Saturday at the radio show, my brother, and, you know, you got to give them a little time. They're new. They just opened. Breakfast was not that good. They brought Janet one egg. They brought me the wrong omelet. The service was really slow. So, come on, guys. You need to get with it. You got a great thing going there. Don't mess it up. But I know you're new. We're going to give you a little slack on that, but I got to tell you. So, Tuesday, me and my grandson and my daughter-in-law went in there, and it was really bad. It was not good. So, come on. You know, you don't want to treat press like that. You don't want to treat anybody like that. The gal we had was absolutely terrible. And all she would do is come to the table and make excuses why she wasn't there. So, you know, clean it up, get it together. The potatoes were terrible. The breakfast was slow and the service was slow. And it's a neat place. You're going to do really well if you get it together in the kitchen and get it together with your help because, man, what a cool place. And we'll be back. We're not giving up on you. We'll be back and we'll be happy to announce how great it is to everybody when you get your act together.
We're going to do that thing down at Klein sometime?
Absolutely. We're going to do a remote from Klein sometime.
Oh,
Klein's. All right, we need to take a break. I got lots of stuff we got to do. We're going to get out of here. We're going to come back on the other side.
Live mobile on demand.
We're going to go out to Oklahoma, western Oklahoma, and visit with Todd with Ruttenstrut, who's out on the ridge hilltop right now watching the turkeys come down from the roost. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.